completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less. Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business. Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Markwell Russell here, and welcome to this brand new episode of School of Client Attraction. So let me ask you this. If you're not making at least $30K per month right now, how would you like to know a step-by-step process of exactly how to do it? Well, if you want to know, you're going to love today's episode. It's actually going to be an interview, so we're going to jump over to it right now of Dr. Roche, where she walks step-by-step through how she came in and started making at least $8,000 per month and how she's actually growing that. Our Senior Director of Client Communications, Rochelle, is going to interview her, and she has an amazing web interview and digging out the goal so you can actually take it and implement into your business. So let's go ahead and jump into it right now.
Hey. All right. So, hey, this is Rochelle Shaw. I am the Senior Director of Communications here at CAU, Client Attraction University. And I am having fun again. I get to chat today with Dr. Roche. Yay. We got to meet in person, which is, as soon as I meet them in person, I know that I will love you for life. We'll be friends for life. I can't wait. I loved your energy. I love that dress with the dollar sign on it. Yes. Please introduce yourself to everybody. Tell them what you do.
Oh, yes. So my name is Dr. Roche Brown, and my business name is the Doctor of Rethinking, because I help, you know, women professionals, particularly nurses and licensed mental health professionals, learn how to make money, manage money, and then, of course, multiply their money.
Yay! Right?
And so that's what I help people with. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist as well as a financial coach. So together, that's considered a financial psychologist. And, you know, so I help people really understand their mindset when it comes down to their money.
It's so important because so many people don't know, like, why they do things,
you know,
or why they decided to not pay this, or why they always pay late, or why they have to see the money in their accountant, and they've got the perfect person.
Yes, exactly. So I'm getting all in their mind. And I mean, I've been doing this for 14 years. So I've actually been doing therapy since 2006, but I started seeing finances being a real issue to people's, like, mental health stress. So, like, financial stress and mental health stress, they'd be going hand in hand, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was, like, a huge thing that was happening for a lot of people. And so about 5 years ago is when I was like, oh, let me get into it and make a whole coaching, you know, program that makes sense around this. But, you know, definitely we needed to increase it. You know, I was doing it, but, you know, like, how do I make this into a great business? And so that's what, you know, brought me here. Ultimately.
Cool. So brought you to CAU. So what did your business look like? You said make it a great business. So what did it look like before you got to CAU?
So before CAU, I was really mainly focused on, like, life insurance, and I was doing financial reviews with people. I mean, so looking at their money in, their money out. But for the most part, I was really looking at, like, making sure they had a great life insurance plan. A lot of people didn't have enough coverage. You know, now life insurance has the options of, like, growing money inside of your policies. So I was educating people on that. But then I noticed there was a gap there where, you know, I'm asking people their financial goals, but life insurance is not the solution for getting a house, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, life insurance is not the solution, you know, all the time for, you know, like, saving money for investment properties or, you know, getting out of debt, you know, so all those things were missing. And so I was like, okay, I need to develop, like, a coaching program for it. And I was just actually giving away the information. So I was like, okay, if you do this, this, and this, that's how you're going to eliminate your debt. Then this is how you're going to build your credit. And then after you build your credit, like, you know, I had this whole like thing. And I was like, and then you're going to save this money, amount of money a month. This is the kind of savings vehicles you want, you know. And now I was like, hey, you want to learn how to invest? So I was just like throwing things at people, and people were learning it, and people were growing. But I wasn't making really any money like for it. So that was kind of like before CAU. I was like, well, I don't have a specific structured program. I'm just doing it for people. And so that was kind of my before CAU story.
Yeah. It's hard to leverage that, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would have kept you super busy, huh?
Right. Oh yeah. It definitely kept me busy, where people were calling me and asking me more and more questions. Especially when, you know, life happens, right? Like in COVID land, things happen. So they know to call me because they know I'm the person who's educated and can help them around finances. But the thing is that I didn't really know how to, you know, charge them, right? I didn't know how to, like, you know, have a structured program, like I was saying before, to make sure that, you know, I was really getting my worth while I was giving out all of this great information to them.
Wow. Now you said a word. You know, like, how do you get your worth through all of this? It makes you kind of think, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, here I am helping people get their own worth.
Right.
it's like the, you know, the cobbler's children have no shoes, you know, like we help everybody else, but we forget sometimes to turn around and help us. So were you just searching online, or how'd you find Markwell?
So, you know, I always feel, you know, I'm super spiritual, right? And that's even great. The CAU is too. I feel like I was literally, this is so funny. I was like, you know, asking Lord, like, I don't know how to, like, you know, say the right things to my audience. I'm not really sure who my audience is. I was like having this like moment with God. I was like, I need help because I need to start making like, you know, big monies. How am I ever going to make like the $1 million that people are talking about? So I had this whole thing and I was asking these questions. And so I went to an event with another like coaching person.
Yeah.
And it was like a 3-day event during this virtual time. And so it's normally an event that's in person, but she had just made it virtual. And while I was there, there was this guy who was talking about how to scale up business, right? And he was one of the vendors. So the guy was just like a vendor, and he was like, oh, you should scale your business from, like, I think he helps people scale it to $100,000 a month or something, right? Now, clearly, I'm like, way, like, I wasn't near $100,000 a month at all. And so I'm like, well, how he's going to do that? I'm going to go talk to him. So I went to go talk to him. And then he told me that his demographic are people who are already, like, you know, making $50,000 or $60,000 a month. And I was like, that's not me either. Right? And so what he did was say, hey, I have somebody for you who can definitely help you get to your 50,000, and then maybe you can come back to me and, you know how to scale it up to the 100,000. And I was like, oh, okay. And so he said, Markwell. And he literally sent a message, I think, to Markwell, told me how to send a message to Markwell. And so then I start searching, right? So I was like, who is Markwell, right? You know, who is this guy? I didn't even have a huge relationship. It just, you know, the idea of just, like, he just felt like a trusting person because the person he was vending for was a trusted person, somebody who I had, you know, had taken one of their programs in the past. So I was like, okay, well, they trust him. And then he sounded great. So I was like, and so he gave another warm transfer basically to Markwell.
Yeah.
And I started looking at my Markwell's things, which, you know, they have like thousands of testimonials of great people who look like me, just so happen that are doing, like, you know, great things and making the money that I would wish to make in life. And so that really made me excited. And so I looked at something and signed up. It happened all like in this one day. Like, he told me about him. I did all my research. I was up all day, like at night, like, okay, let's see this testimony. And I enrolled, and I think it might have been the next day. Maybe you called me. I think it was you who called me the next day. And then, you know, you were all pleasant and bubbly. And I was like, and you were like, yeah, girl, you can do it. I was like, oh, she just seems so regular. I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. You know, so you gave me, like, you know, I guess the pre-call. And then I got on with Mark on a call, And it was so funny because, of course, he's asking me a lot of different questions, but I'm all like, just tell me how much it is. That's how my time, like, I was like, I'm going to do it because I had already sold myself, honestly, you know, through like looking at the testimonials. I was like, I want this program. You know, it's just about how much is it? Is it going to feel good to me? I just got the EIDL loan. So I was like, I have this money and this money must be invested into my business. How am I going to go about doing that? And so, you know, Mark did his spiel and I was just like, okay, hurry up. And then he told me, and I was like, I'm ready. You know what I mean? So I was like, number one, like, you know, I'm ready for this. So that's how I got in.
Well, I tell everybody that, you know, we do kind of get you through and ask you a whole bunch of questions because we know what we do works. Yes. And so we want to make sure that we have the right people who really want to serve.
Yes, definitely.
And if you're not trying to serve, then we don't want you fooling with us. Like, we'll tell you to go somewhere else. We'll say, you know, go do that somewhere else. This is not a make money online scheme. Like, that's like so 1980s.
Right.
No, no, no. Now we just leverage the internet to help you create freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Help you create freedom in your business, income freedom. Freedom of your time so that you don't have all of these things, but it's structured.
Yes.
And then freedom to, I always say, do whatever the hell you want when you want.
When you want. Yes. Yes.
Exactly. That's what freedom is to me. That it's not that, oh, it's the money. Yeah, the money's good, you know. And even, you know, it's not that you weren't already super accomplished.
Right, right.
That's what people don't realize. It's like you are already making a large sum of money, you know, it's none of how much, but you are a clinical psychologist, you are Dr. Roche, you know what I mean? So you already are well accomplished. So, you know, what's your why? Why did you really want to start helping people financially?
You know, so that's so interesting. So when I, you know, of course your why changes over time and different things and can get more deeper. But when it comes down to the core of like just the beginning aspects, you know, I grew up in an Area Bay area, you know, called Oakland. People know Oakland. They just have the verses too short at E40. So, you know, we're too short from. And so, but, you know, initially, you know, I grew up in a household and a community where people were addicted to substances. You know, people were, you know, for the most part, like, you know, on, you know, welfare and different things like that. And so since I was young, I've been helping people with their finances and their mind. And I didn't even understand it was like a job initially, like a career to go into. It's just something that I always was doing. So people would give me their money and subtract it and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, okay, and this can happen and this can happen. And so I was always very excited about it. And I only knew the basics, right? I knew, like, you know, save some, right? You know, don't get yourself into debt. And this is, I'm talking about basics, like, since I was 10. Like, I knew those things, and I knew I'm going to buy me a house. So, you know, purchase myself a house. But then I also realized that most people don't think this way.
They don't.
And most people struggle when it comes down to reaching their financial goals. And, like, and that, you know, that got deeper, especially as I started to do the work, like, starting to do therapy. I used to work with like foster youth at the time. And, you know, and one of my pet peeves is people going into the grocery stores, not knowing how much to spend and then having to take things back. I don't know. People be like, no, take that back. Take that back. And that used to be a thing that used to happen when I was younger. When I used to be, you know, with my family and I'm like, no, I hate that. Like, I feel like I don't have enough money. I was like, but it's all about, you know, managing. Right. And so I think that kind of, you know, became my why. And so I started to teach that to even like my foster youth and the high school students that I used to work with. And then I went into transitional age youth, teaching them about independent living skills. And so the more that I kept on doing that, I'm like, people need this. Like, you know, this is another level when it comes down to your mind, but it's also this money thing. And like wealth is freedom. You know, that's part of freedom. You know, when you can put your hands on money, you know, at any given time. And so that really kind of became my passion. And once I got it aligned with like, oh, I could do some type of financial coaching, I was doing it. But knowing that it could be a business is where it's like, oh, well, I can help a lot more people, particularly when I noticed that people like me who had doctor degrees, right? People with me who had careers where people who were making good money, we're making like six figures, like naturally we did all the work. We went to school. We did the stuff we're supposed to do. We're making the six figures, but now we like, what are we supposed to do with it? You know, we still manage it the same exact way, you know, as we managed it when we had no money.
Yes.
You know? And so we still, like, we get addicted to this struggly life, right? Where you just be like, well, I'm going to be broke too. Like, it's like you just go, you make more money, you spend more money. So it's like, I want to help those people who are very similar to me, make good money, but they have no idea. Nobody ever like interrupted. I went to school for a long time to get my doctorate degree, but nobody ever sat there and said, hey, this is how you're supposed to manage all your money. This is what how you're supposed to invest in stocks. Nobody taught me that, you know? And so I'm like, I'm going to be the person, you know, who's going to interrupt that pattern of, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, even though you have enough money. You know what I'm saying? Then teaching the educational tools, but also moving to that next level of having what you really, really want, right? There's no reason why we're still not, like, you know, looking for a house and stuff like that and made enough money, like, you know, five times over to end up purchasing that house. But we don't understand how to do it, you know?
Yeah. And it's just easier, you know, they like to their comfort. And if your comfort is struggle, then you feel comfortable in the struggle.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, there's so much safety in the familiar, right? There's safety there, even if it's wrong. Like, you know, it's wrong. Safe because it's what we know. And so that's, you know, yeah. So I'm really all about, like, let me help you and, you know, break some of that level of safety, right? You're at a new level. So let's have a new level of thinking.
Yeah. Wow. So what did you feel about, or how did you feel about at the event when we do the money side of it, you know?
I mean, that was so powerful, right? Because of course I have money blocks too, especially as when you're in CAU, right? Because a big thing is that they're helping us to know that we're more worthy and more deserving of a high ticket, value cost to our programs, right? And so that was huge because even for me, even though I made even more better money than the average, right? Like, you know, right. I still, you know, had, you know, even in my private practice, people pay me like $200, $250 an hour. So even that was like, that's good money.
Right. But that should be enough.
That, and I was like, that's so much more than anybody in my whole world, right?
Yes.
Like, nobody else makes that kind of money.
Yes.
And I'm making 100 times more than most people that I know. So to think about, like, making my mind think even more than that, thinking like, oh, I can make thousands per hour, you know, that was something that I had to work on. So when we did that money exercise, really helped me. And even that's another thing. One of the main things I think came up was the idea, like, you have to work harder to make more money was a huge thing that was in my head. Because I was like, dang, but if I have, you know, if I'm making thousands like that, I'm probably going to have to work even more. Like, that's how I thought about it. Not realizing, like, oh, no, when you structure it, you can work a lot less and make more. And I was like, I want that, you know, in my life.
Right. Well, I mean, well, once I think when everybody sees it, then they go, oh, yeah, well, wait, well, why would I ever, you know, why would I ever do it that way? And I go, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know no better.
Right? That's exactly, that's
exactly be better.
That's why, you know, all of the work that you are doing is so, so important. So let's talk about the steps you took in the program. Where'd you start? And then what was, like, how quickly did you make your first? And how did all that work?
Okay, so I'm definitely a student, right? And so just the idea that it's CAU, right, university, and everything was really set there to say, do this, then this, then this, then this. And so the steps were really helpful. And I mean, I was super excited. I've been in other coaching programs before. I have spent a lot of money in coaching programs, like, in all honesty. Now, again, I've been on this, you know, for about 5 years, you know, trying to figure things out. And so this was the most excited that I had ever been, and right away didn't have buyer's remorse. I have, like, gotten coaching programs and been like, oh, why did I spend this money? Like, you know, like, right away. Yeah. And this one was the first time that, I mean, all the information was right there for me, you know, so that was huge. So I felt, and even just me going ahead, even though I wasn't supposed to, I just wanted to see what the topics were. You know, so I went ahead. I was like, oh my, even these topics are just really going to bring me from A to Z for real. So I think that just made me so happy, even just at the time having the fast start call with, you know, right away. I think I did some stuff for week one, but right away I had that call with Coach Dre. And so, like, and he talking, and he just, like, you know, I just felt like he pumped my head up. I'm like, oh, I can make a lot of money here, right? Like, I just had this, you know, so my spirit just felt real good with him. That was week one. And then, you know, Marquell, like, sent little, like, personal message. I was like, I'm winning in this program, and I hadn't made a dollar. Like, I was just so, like, I was in the winning spirit just because of the people who I were already, like, I was just connecting with at that time. And, you know, and I just started going through everything. So I think Sierra, as well as Coach Dre, they both talked about, you know, keep up the pace, right? Like during the time and, you know, knock things out. And he kind of gave me like a quick timeline of how to get things done and all of that. Sierra, you know, she was saying a lot about that too. Like, you know, you don't want other people having success that you don't have done. So, you know, keep up with it. Yeah. And so all of that made me really excited. So I was on it in the beginning, doing all that. But at the same time, I think I joined, I can't remember when I joined actually, but maybe like June or July or something like that. When I first joined, and my life was full, right? I was full. Even though I was knocking out these things, I was full. I had, like I said, everybody was asking about life insurance, you know, right? We're in COVID time, mental health, you know, if you had never thought about doing mental health before, what, COVID, by the time we hit like June or July and people start realizing like, oh, this ain't 3 weeks. Like at first, the first 3 weeks, you know, everybody was like just chilling and they were like, oh, I'm okay. Look at this break I have for my life. Everybody was so happy about it. Once we hit, like we were, and they extended shelter in place. That's when everybody was like, wait a minute. You know, and the need for mental health increased significantly. Therefore, the need of what I was doing increased significantly. And I just had so many things and had my hands in so many different pots at that point. And so even though I was doing the program, I felt this feeling of I can't accept more people in my life, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely.
And so initially, you know, I was doing the program, I was getting on the coaching calls, but nothing was really converting. And I wasn't really blaming the program per se. It was just me. Cause I was like, I know I'm just not even in my attraction. Like, it's like, I almost don't even want these people because I'm too full. I got too many other things happening right now. Yeah. And it was so crazy because my mind is like, but you're spending money. You got to do this. But I really just didn't have enough energy inside of me to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's what I noticed. I feel like the big turning point is that once my 12 weeks was over, just coincidentally, my 12 weeks was over right when we were going to the boot camp.
Okay.
And so I go to the boot camp, and the spirit of the boot camp, oh, man, like that. And I needed people, especially by that point, like
yes.
I really needed people around me. And so the energy, I mean, the caliber of people, shall I say, even that, the caliber of people getting to see who's in CAU, right? Yeah. You looking at like successful entrepreneurs, successful people who all like are degreed up, you know what I mean? I mean, like so many doctors in a room. I've yeah. never seen that many black doctors in the room. Like, you know, I'm so used to being the only black doctor.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God, there's like a black doctor at every table. You know what I mean? Like everybody was so successful in their own right. And I think that was great. The family feel and the casualness of just, you know, Coach Dre and Marquell, like they were, all of that together just felt, the energy felt fire, you yeah. know, and being able to get the hot seat. And I mean, I'm so like happy that the Lord gave me the hot seat, right? Because everybody didn't get it. Just, you know, and so the fact that I got that hot seat literally transformed my business. Literally, like that was what transformed it, because I wasn't, you know, getting the right people on the calls. And just by like simply asking me questions, you know, Marquell like just changed the whole dynamic of what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, and then I started targeting the right people, the exact right people, right? I had the right type of better messaging. Everybody in the audience started giving me like, you know, what were things that, you know, interests of my target people. People just started, you know, yelling out, think about this. You know, people were recording and taking pictures for me because they're like, oh, you probably want your picture. Here goes a recording of the information just in case you forget something. You know, Coach Dre helping my mindset around it. Like, I mean, to me, the boot camp was fire. So it was like that was where things like shifted. I put those, you know, I joined the inner circle right after that.
Yeah.
Another investment, right? You were extra, like, you know, coaching me into the process, but, you know, very much so, thank you for it. But, you know, I went through that, and I think the inner circle helped me go to the, really the next step, to still have the connections of what I needed and to understand a little bit better of how to do this program. And yeah. So that right there is what, to me, led me to getting my first two clients.
Yeah.
She got two clients at $4,000, which is just bananas to me. You know what I mean? Like, where I was doing pretty much what I'm doing with them now, like, I was used to do this for free.
For free. And now you're getting $1,000. Yeah, this is so much better, right?
So much better. And just the idea, I mean, even just going further with the inner circle calls, I'm excited because I know that before Christmas, right, I'm speaking this and manifesting this for myself, but I can see it already that I should have another two, maybe three clients even before Christmas. And we're in the week of Christmas. So Just the idea that, you know, that's converting two or three people per week.
Yeah.
Right? You know, my initial goal in this program was like five people a month. Yeah. So now as I look at my 2021 goals, I can see where that five will easily like double to, you know what I mean? Being like, oh no, I 10 people a month, like pay me $5,000, right. You know, dollars a month.
Which is your $1 million business, right?
Exactly. I'm like, oh, this is really, I'm actually going to make these millions. Right. You know, so that is.
Yeah. When you start talking about those type of numbers and when you know what you're delivering, you know that you're serving at the highest level. That's exactly what happens, right?
Yes,
it's so fun to see that. Like, and even in your face, like,
yeah,
like that aha. Because even, you know, because I've been with you this whole journey.
Right, yes.
It's like so awesome to like hear and to see like when I saw you post in the group, I was like, oh my goodness, here we go. Because that first one, it's, you know, talk about substance abuse. It's like crack.
Yes.
You want another one and another one, and you want to go back after it.
Yes.
The best piece of cake you've ever had in your life.
Even just the idea of the people, right? Like when you're targeting the right people, like I love like my clients. I know it's only two people, but it's like, gosh, like they're like my favorite people, making it even easier to work with them and to make this money, because it just feels like, I love y'all. I really want the best for, like, you know, for you.
Yes. Well, that's how we feel about you too. Just so you know, like we getting to choose your clients is truly a luxury.
Yes.
And so many business owners don't realize that. Like they think that you have to take who comes to you. And it's like, but you can craft the message so that you can attract just those people that you really want to work with.
Yes, exactly.
If they don't fit the thing, you say, ooh, I don't think this will work for you.
Right.
And we release them in love and grace.
Yes. Kind of so that's huge. Another big thing, just thinking about just the numbers, right? So the idea that, you know, business is more of a numerical game, right? And I love the idea when they say, like, bring the data, not the drama.
Yeah.
Because it's so real, right? Because you're so in your feelings all the time. Like, I just feel, am I talking to the right people? I feel like this is happening. I feel like nobody really wants my program. I feel, and now I realize, like, oh no, like here, there, we can look at the numbers and we can see what the actual problem is. Is this problem you? Right, you know what I mean? Is it your messaging? Is it, you know? And I feel like that's why, like, it was so aligned with what I actually needed, you know. So it makes it easier to even understand how to scale your business. How do you make $1 million? It's so easy once you know that the numbers are.
You know, it's an equation. You know, I happen to have written the $1 million equation book, so you know that's how I kind of know it. But it truly is just an equation, right?
Yes.
It's an equation, and where people get all messed up is in the feelings.
Yes.
They get all in their feelings. And when you get in your feelings, you can't make logical decisions.
Right, exactly.
So it's always, you know, one of our core tenets here at CAU is in data we trust.
Yes.
We look at data every single day and say, okay, is this a problem or is this just something that we don't like?
Right. Exactly.
Like, well, no, this is a problem. Or look, you just don't like that. Get over it and let's move on. You know, you've done 5 calls. What do you mean? You need to change your message. No, you don't. How about you do 20 calls and then let's see. You know, you're not even good at your calls yet. They're feeling that funky energy that you have coming through the phone, right? You don't believe in your girl.
I mean, I'm just thinking about that's another like just level of CAU, the idea that somebody will listen to your calls. Because you're not left alone to just assume. Yeah. Right? Like, you know, like you have somebody. So even when coach, like, you know, Dre, like actually will say, you know, to me like, hey, Roche, yo, your energy was popping in the beginning. Yeah. And it fell down when, you know, cause you didn't feel confident in your price and all that. And so I was like, oh, that's good. Like, you know, when he's telling me go deeper, you know, so he's giving me like true coaching and direction on how to make it work, you know? So I can definitely see how, when I implemented what I learned, that it shifted, you know, how I was doing things and ultimately led me, you know, to my clients. And now I see how I can continue to, well, I will continue to, you know, bring and attract more clients to me.
Yeah. Well, it makes it easy.
Yes.
Right. When you enter, because the system is easy.
Exactly.
It's about, you know, what you put in it, what you're going to do, if you're going to allow it to be easy.
Yes.
Allow it to really, you know, allow yourself to serve the client and not let your personal money issues get in the way.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's all it's about. Well, goodness gracious. Yes. All right. I think you answered that one. How about what's your favorite thing about CAU? That's like my favorite question to ask.
Oh, what's the favorite thing? I mean, I guess, it's the family-like quality. I feel like it's the spiritual family-like quality of CAU. And I guess even, you know, in the time that I've been here, it's always like ever-changing to serve us as their clients. I've noticed that in just a very short period of time. You know, it's been about almost 6 months or so, a little bit less, but I noticed, I'm like, wow, like, you know, when this wasn't happening, they changed this, or they, oh, the clients need a little bit more of this here. Like, let's bring some more coaches in, you know, let's have this. And so I think that has been one of my favorites. You know, I love Facebook group because I just like the idea. I feel like we all like really want each other to win. So it definitely takes out that aspect of what we know of like the crabs in a barrel. Like, we don't even have that here. Like, it's so, like, it's like somebody gets a client and you like, cool, you know what I'm saying? God bless you. Get me God in the neighborhood, right?
Right.
You know, like, cool, like, that means I, like, can't wait for mine.
Right, you know, I'm on my way, right.
It feels that way. And I think that's, like, even more so, like, exciting, is that everybody, like, you know, loves and wants everybody else to win as much as possible.
Yes. Well, that is truly, like, our goal, you know, the reason why they featured us in Black Enterprise was because, you know, it was that our clients have generated over $100 million.
I know.
Like that's fun, you know, and that's truly our goal, is to get to 1 million clients serving and owning $1 million businesses. That changes the game. Right?
Yeah. You
make the true impact. Well, my goodness, this has been absolutely a joy, and always fun, and I am so damn proud of you. I just can't even.
Thank you.
Like, oozes out of my spirit all day long to like to see you and to see you go, I don't know, and even at the boot camp to see you kind of, I'm not sure, but to come back home and just kill it, crush it. Like
I'm so juiced about 2021. Because I have this level of, you know, program, you know, I think the issue from my in previous coaching programs for me is like, they were like, oh, you should have this, you should have this, but nobody taught you how to get the clients.
No.
They taught you how to get the clients.
Because they don't know how, and oh, I'm not supposed to say that out loud.
Yeah, I mean, that's even another, maybe it's another big win, is like, you need to teach me how to get the clients. And I mean, and we literally structure from A to Z, like how, once you get them, what you do when you get them, you know what I'm saying? From like all those pieces, those things were like missing. I felt like I was getting pieces, but not like the whole, like, you know, step-by-step program.
No, they tell you that you need a better website. They tell you that you need better pictures. Like, you need to be, you know, that picture ain't gonna work. You know, I had a person, now at this point, I was probably doing, probably $6 million a year.
Wow.
That she was tired of seeing me in the same white jacket in my pictures online.
Oh.
Mm. And I said, well, first of all, it's not the same. I've got 11 of them. And second of all, you know, Oprah said that people light you, and the people of color, they don't light you. Right? They light everybody else. So it's better to wear a white jacket. And so that's why I wear a white jacket. But here, you know, so now my deal is I only get advice from people that are doing better than me. Whose lives I'd rather switch, right? And so that's the rule now. And it's what are you talking about? But in their brain, all of their insecurities.
Yes. Yes.
What you need to do in your business. Well, your website isn't right. Your whatever, you know, some of y'all's website isn't even up yet. And you're still generating, because that's not what it's all about.
It's not. It,
tweak it after that. Like, you know, we have at CAU 15 different ones that don't even get any traffic, you know, because we run traffic to specific landing pages. So
we are
really, really excited, as I said. And if thank you so much for being here. I am so excited. I can't wait. I'm gonna have you back here in the next quarter so that we can giggle about those five a month that you was talking about.
Dude, I know. Yes.
All right, you have a great, great day. Hey, we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple, they're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.